Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good time walking with the Lord. I've not been on the Voice of Hope radio for several weeks now because I, along with two other men, went to Burundi to hold two pastors' conferences and two youth conferences in Burundi. We had a powerful time in Burundi. God is doing a great work in Burundi, and we need to continue to pray for God to continue to do a mighty work. And so I just bring greetings to everyone in Kenya who are listening to the radio and everyone who's listening to the Voice of Hope on the internet. I bring greetings to you in the name of Jesus. But while we were in Burundi, I talked about the kingdom of God in our conferences because I think it's the most important message for today. See, Jesus came and he was born on earth. He was born a king. He was born to establish his kingdom, a kingdom that has no end. When he walked on earth, he didn't have a lot of money, didn't have any nice things. He was basically a very poor person, but he walked with kingdom authority and power because he said, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is, I am the king. I have established my kingdom, and my kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. And the kingdom of God has grown and grown until the kingdom of God is in every nation of the world. It is the greatest kingdom in the world today. And Jesus one day is coming back again to establish his kingdom on earth. So we need to recognize that we are part of the greatest kingdom, that our connection is not with the world, our connection, trust is not in the world, but our trust and our confidence in our life is established on the kingdom of God. We know that in John chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, the only way to get into the kingdom is Jesus said, you must be born again of the Spirit of God to enter the kingdom of God. When you're born again, the Spirit of God comes and lives in you. And the kingdom of God comes in you because of the Spirit of God in you. And now you don't walk anymore according to the ways of the world because you're a new person in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when you're born again, you're part of the greatest kingdom. You don't walk the same way. You don't live the same way because you're part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Jesus is your king. He's your deliverer. He's your healer. He's your provider. He's your savior. Everything is in his kingdom, and we need to learn to walk in his kingdom in the current challenges we face in the world today. In Luke 17:21, Jesus said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Nor will they say, see it's here or see it's there, for the kingdom of God is within you. See, the kingdom of God is not out there. The kingdom of God is not what you see. The kingdom of God is within each one who's born again. You walk in kingdom authority, you walk in kingdom power, you walk in kingdom provision if you're in Christ Jesus. We're in Christ. If you're in your house, you can't see you, but you can see your house. When you're in Christ, Jesus is all your life. So we're a new person in Christ Jesus. And so the kingdom of God is within you and me and by the Holy Spirit of God. Then in Romans 4:17, it says, for the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so we talked in the conferences that Jesus came to establish his kingdom. And that his kingdom, we are born into the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is in every one of us. And because we're part of the kingdom of God, we have a kingdom lifestyle. We don't live like the world lives anymore. We don't live like the ways of the world because we're part of a new kingdom. We're not part of the kingdoms of this world. We're part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So Romans says the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking. It's not what we own. Jesus did not own a lot of things on earth because the kingdom of God is not what we own. It's not houses and lands and cars and positions and all that stuff because all that stuff is kingdom of the world. It's here temporarily, but it's going to go away. The kingdom of God it will last forever. The kingdom of God is in us. And because of that, we live a certain kind of lifestyle. So the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. See, when you're born again, the Holy Spirit comes and lives in you, and you come into righteousness. Right relation, that means right relationship with God. So because I'm born again, I'm a child of God, I'm part of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is in me, I have a right relationship with God. My life comes from God. My strength comes from God. My healing comes from God. My power comes from God. My authority comes from God. Everything I have, God is my source, because I'm in right relationship with God, because Jesus Christ has forgiven me my sins. He's washed away my sins. He's made me a new person in Christ Jesus. And I'm now living in Christ, and I live in his righteousness. So I have a right relationship with God. Sin destroys our relationship with God, but Jesus came to restore our relationship with God by the Holy Spirit. And Jesus died for our sins, washed away our sin, so we could be a new person and be in right relationship with God. So the kingdom of God is righteousness, right relationship with God, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So because I'm part of the kingdom of God, no matter what's happening in the world, I can walk in peace, because my peace does not come from the world. My peace comes from Jesus Christ. My peace comes from the kingdom of God in me. My peace comes from the Holy Spirit. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. So when you walk in the Spirit, you walk in love, joy, and peace. You walk in love for everybody, not because people are good to you, but because you're filled with the love of Jesus Christ. Jesus had a love for everybody. Even when he was nailed to the cross, he forgave those who nailed him to the cross, because he was filled with love for people. See, we're part of a kingdom of love, a kingdom of right relationship with God, and we're part of a kingdom of joy. You know, we should walk in joy. We should not be depressed because of what's going on in the world. We should be encouraged because we're part of the greatest kingdom, the kingdom of God. So we talked in Burundi, the first thing, we're all part of the kingdom of God who are born again. The kingdom of God is not out there. The kingdom of God is in us. And because we're part of the kingdom, we live a new lifestyle. We don't live like we did in the past. We live because we're part of the kingdom of God. So we live according to kingdom of God rules. We live in relationship with God. The third thing we looked at the conference in Burundi was that we have received kingdom gifts. And we see these in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12. And kingdom gifts are given to us to minister. See, we're in the kingdom. The Bible says we're a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. We see that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. It says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we are a chosen, you are chosen by God. You're a royal priest. You represent God on earth. You're a holy nation set apart to God. And so we are a kingdom priest. Priests were anointed. They were given gifts, and they were used of God to minister to the world and minister to people. And so we are given kingdom gifts. Some of the gifts that are mentioned there are knowledge. We're given a supernatural knowledge, a knowledge that's much greater than the knowledge of the world. And it's not just a knowledge of the Bible. It's a knowledge of business, knowledge of everything. See, because God knows everything. And so he wants us to give us a supernatural knowledge, an understanding of things. You know, when you see things, you ought to have a supernatural understanding of them by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will show you things that you can't understand with your natural mind. One of the gifts of the kingdom is wisdom. God gives you a supernatural wisdom when you're part of the kingdom of God. Solomon was the wisest man on the earth because he walked in supernatural wisdom. See, God wants to give us supernatural knowledge and supernatural wisdom. That means our wisdom does not come from the world. Our wisdom comes from God. Our knowledge comes from God. See, God wants to begin to show you things so you walk in a new and glorious way and walk in a new way that is greater. You see, we are part of the greatest kingdom. And so we don't live the same way. We don't walk the same way. And he's given us kingdom gifts, given us a knowledge that doesn't come from the world. Wisdom doesn't come from the world. Given us a gift of healing. The early church, they walked in healing power. It says if you preach the gospel, God's going to follow by signs and wonders are going to follow the preaching of the gospel. So God provides healing when you walk in the kingdom. You know, healing is for kingdom people. If you're sick today and you're part of the kingdom, God wants to heal you today because you're a child of the king. And another gift is miracles. God does miracles through kingdom people. See, God wants to display his glory and power in the earth today. God wants to use us. And so we talked about kingdom gifts. The fourth thing we talked about was kingdom anointing. We saw kingdom anointing in David and how David was anointed to be the king of Israel. And we saw in 1 Samuel 16, verse 12 and 13. And the Lord said to Samuel, arise and anoint David, for he is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So David was a young shepherd boy, but he was anointed by God to be the next king. He wasn't a king yet. He was still a young boy, 17-year-old, taking care of sheep. But it says from that day forward, the Spirit of the Lord was upon David. So David went out, took care of sheep. But while he was taking care of sheep, one day a lion and a bear came to take his sheep. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit arose upon David. And he killed the lion and the bear with supernatural power. Later, when he goes to give food to his brothers, he's just maybe a 16-year-old kid, has no training for war or battle. But when he sees Goliath, the giant Goliath, the anointing of the Holy Spirit rose on him. While everyone else ran away, all the soldiers and army ran away, the anointing rose upon David, and he killed Goliath. See, God wants to release a kingdom anointing upon his people to overcome every power of the enemy. See, we are part of the greatest kingdom that's in the earth. We need to make a change. We need to make a shift from the kingdoms of this world to the kingdom of God, from putting our trust in the kingdom of the world to putting our trust in God. It is raising up the greatest kingdom in the world, and that is the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the kingdom that has no end, the kingdom will last for eternity. One day Jesus is coming back as king, and we're going to rule and reign with him. So this is what we talked about at the conference, and we anointed every person, all four conferences, with the oil. The oil had no power, but we released the anointing of God into the church in Burundi, that God would anoint them to walk kingdom lifestyle, to walk in kingdom giftings, to walk in kingdom anointing. And God wants to anoint you, even though I can't come to Kenya today and anoint you, because you're born again, the Holy Spirit lives in you. You already have the anointing in Jesus Christ. And God wants to anoint you today to live a kingdom life. God wants to anoint you today to walk in kingdom authority. God wants to anoint you today to walk in kingdom anointing and kingdom giftings. How do you do that? You have to be born again. You have to become part of the kingdom of God. You have to make a change, a shift from the kingdom of this world into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. But this morning I woke up and I was praying. The Holy Spirit woke me up. A lot of times the Holy Spirit wakes me up in the morning, because the Holy Spirit wants to speak something to me. And so this morning, the Holy Spirit woke me up at 5 o'clock, and I began to pray for Burundi and Rwanda. God has put Burundi and Rwanda on my heart. You know, God is doing a work in Kenya, Uganda. I pray for Kenya, Uganda every day. I pray for the church in Kenya, Uganda. But today, the Holy Spirit had put Burundi and Rwanda on my heart. And I've been praying for Burundi and Rwanda. I've been praying for the church in Burundi and Rwanda. I've been praying for the kingdom of God in Burundi and Rwanda. And as I was praying over Kenya, Uganda, Burundi and Rwanda, and other places in the world, because God has given me a world vision, I have a passion to pray for the world, because God is raising up a kingdom. I tell you, we live in the greatest days. You need to believe that we live in the greatest days, because we live in the day when God's going to show forth his glory and his power in the earth. And as I was praying this morning, the Lord gave me a word about kingdom boldness. So we talked about the kingdom of God's within us. The kingdom of God brings a different lifestyle. We have kingdom giftings and we have kingdom anointing. But today God wants to speak about kingdom boldness, because God wants to release a kingdom boldness. And I wanted us to turn to Acts chapter 4. If you have a Bible, you can turn to Acts chapter 4. And we're just going to spend the last part of this broadcast talking about kingdom boldness, because God wants to release a kingdom boldness into his people. See, because we need to walk in not our authority, not our ability, but we need to walk in the authority and ability of the Holy Spirit. And so in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John were on the way to the temple, and they walked past this lame man and a gate called Beautiful. And this is a gate you went through every day to the temple. And every day they had walked by a lame man who had been lame from birth that was there every day asking for money. And they had passed him every day. But something had changed in Acts chapter 3. Peter and John had been filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. And so when they're on the way to the temple, they walk past this lame man who they walked past many times. And Peter turns to the lame man, and the anointing rises up in Peter. And with a boldness, he grabs the lame man's hand. He says, "Silver and gold have I. I don't have any money to give to you. But in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." And a man who had never walked in his life, his legs were as thin as sticks, began to jump and leap and praise God. Thousands of people came. And Peter preached with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And 5,000 people came to Jesus Christ. 5,000 men, it says, 5,000 men came to Jesus Christ, not counting women and children. So there may have been 20,000 that came to Christ. And because of this great miracle, so many people coming to Jesus, the religious authorities, the Jewish authorities of that day, were jealous because they had crucified Jesus and they thought that he was all finished. But Jesus, you see, you can crucify Jesus, but his power remains. And his power was multiplied in the people. And so Peter and John were walking in Jesus Christ, in the power of Jesus Christ, when they did this miracle. So they arrested Peter and John and brought them before the religious authorities, Jewish religious authorities of that day. And in Acts chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, 'Rulers and people and elders of Israel, if we are judged for the good deed done to this helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone which the rejected builders, which had become the chief cornerstone.'" And he went on to say in verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other name but the name of Jesus, a name which is under heaven and earth, which you may be saved." So Peter stood up in front of these religious authorities and said, "There is no other name. It is by the name of Jesus Christ that this lame man was healed and this miracle was done." And Peter was a fisherman. He didn't have authority, didn't have education, didn't have any, but he had the anointing of the Holy Spirit in his life. And read verse 13, Acts 4:13. It says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived they were uneducated, untrained men, and they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus." See, Peter and John were not walking in their ability. Peter and John were not walking in their authority. Peter and John were walking in the authority of Jesus Christ. They had been born again. They had left the kingdom's world, given themselves fully to following Jesus Christ. They had begun to walk kingdom lifestyle, operating in kingdom giftings and kingdom authority. And it says, and they were amazed. The Jewish leaders were amazed at the boldness of Peter and John. And they saw that they were uneducated, unlearned men, and marveled. Then they realized they had been with Jesus. You see, our authority does not come from ourselves. Our authority does not come from a position or a title. Our authority comes out of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Our boldness comes out of our relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, many people around the world, Christians around the world, are facing opposition in many areas. Satan is rising up because the church is growing bigger and bigger. But God is releasing a boldness upon people that know Jesus Christ, people that have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It says they saw the boldness of Peter and John. And they marveled because they were uneducated and untrained. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. If you're having a challenge today as a believer in Jesus Christ, if you're having a challenge today, sickness, whatever it is you're facing with today, spend time with Jesus Christ. Know that your authority and your boldness does not come from yourself. It comes from Jesus Christ and your relationship with Jesus Christ. And so the religious leaders of that day, the Jewish leader said, "Command him not to preach any more in the name of Jesus." And Peter said, "Are we going to listen to you or are we going to listen to God? We cannot, he says, but we cannot stop declaring what we have seen and heard. Verse 20, Acts 4:20. He said, for we cannot but speak of the things which we have seen and we have heard. See, they were just testifying of the goodness of God. They were testifying of the power of God. They were testifying about who Jesus Christ was, that Jesus is the Son of God, that he rose from the dead, that he has all power and authority. See, we need to bear testimony of who Jesus is, because we overcome by our power of our testimony, the testimony of what God has done in our life. God has changed my life. God has made me a new man in Christ Jesus. You know, I used to be a very timid person, but the anointing of the Holy Spirit has come upon my life and changed me. And today I minister by the authority and power of the Holy Spirit. Not because of me. I'm bold in myself. I'm very timid. But by the Holy Spirit, I'm bold. My boldness comes from the Holy Spirit. And God wants to raise up a kingdom people all over the world that stand and walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, the authority of the Holy Spirit, and walk in the boldness that comes out of that authority. And so Peter and John go back to the church. They saw the religious leaders, they release them. They're afraid to beat them or do anything else with them because everyone is praising God because this lame man was healed. And so in Acts 4:23, and it says, and being let go, they let go Peter and John, and being let go, they went to their own companions, back to the church, to other believers, and reported all the chief priests and elders had said to them. So they reported to the church. They went back to the church and said, hey, this is what happened. We got arrested. They threatened us and everything. But we stood up in the name of Jesus. We declared Jesus Christ. And so in verse 24, Acts 4:24 says, so when they heard, that is the church people in the church heard that, says they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God and made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. In verse 29, it says, now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak the word of God by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus Christ. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. See, God wants to give us kingdom boldness. See, they faced challenges. They faced opposition, but they didn't back down because of the authority they had by the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ. Instead of backing down, they got together. Instead of being intimidated, instead of being fearful and discouraged, they got together and they prayed to God and they said, God, you have heard their threats. You have heard their threats. But we know you are a God who made heaven and earth. Now, Lord, and I want you to learn to pray this prayer. Get together with other believers who are truly sold out to Jesus Christ, who are committed to Jesus Christ. People who don't walk according to the world, but walk according to the ways of Jesus Christ. People who are part of the kingdom of God. People who walk in kingdom lifestyle, kingdom authority, with kingdom gifts and kingdom anointing. Get together with them, pray this prayer. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servants. Who are your servants? Not your powerful people, not your servants. Are you a servant of Jesus Christ? See, God anoints his servants. People are there to serve him, not serve the world, not serve a position, not trying to make themselves important. He says, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak the word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus Christ. Lord, right now I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, for the church, the kingdom of God in Kenya. I pray for the kingdom of God in Uganda. I pray for the kingdom of God in Rwanda. I pray for the kingdom of God in Burundi, Lord God. Look on your servants, Lord God. Look on your servants that with all boldness, your servants in Uganda, your servants in Kenya, your servants in Rwanda, your servants in Burundi, that with all boldness, Lord God, they may speak your word and stretch your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, move, I pray. Move, O Holy Spirit. Move in Kenya. Move in Uganda. Empower your church. Equip your church. Raise your church up, that they may show forth your glory and power. Paul said in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes." And that word salvation means salvation from the devil, salvation from sickness, salvation from poverty, salvation from everything, salvation from healing and from disease and sickness, salvation in any area. See, Paul was persuaded that the gospel of Jesus Christ had the power to save everybody from any kind of problem they had. When Paul encountered someone, no matter who they were, he had one answer for them, and that was Jesus Christ. It wasn't dollars. It wasn't money. See, Peter and John didn't say to the lame man, "Oh, we have some money to give you." No, they said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk." See, they walked, spoke in the boldness and authority of Jesus Christ. See, God wants to release in this day into his kingdom people a boldness and authority that does not come from man, that comes from Jesus Christ, that comes from walking with Jesus, living with Jesus, and operating in the power of Jesus Christ. So I'm just praying for the church today. I'm praying for the church in Kenya. I'm praying for the church in Uganda. I'm praying for the church in Rwanda and Burundi. I'm praying that God, in the midst of challenges that you face, whether it's economic challenges, whatever challenges you're facing, that the Holy Spirit will rise up in you. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will rise up in you. That you will not compromise yourself with the world. That you'll give yourself fully to Jesus Christ. Walk in his love. Walk in his grace. Walk in his peace. Walk in his power. And I just pray that you'll stand up boldly and declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Everybody. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for every person. It brings salvation for people in America, salvation for people in Africa, salvation for people in India, salvation for people in China, salvation for people in Europe. There is no salvation in any other name except the name of Jesus Christ. If you're not born again today, I want to invite you. If you're having problems and dealing with things today and dealing with challenges, I want to invite you to leave the kingdom of this world and join the kingdom of God. And you do that by being born again by the Spirit of Almighty God. See, the Spirit of God wants to come into you and empower you and embolden you and give you an authority that comes not from the world, but out of a relationship with Jesus Christ. See, they recognize that the boldness of Peter and John said, the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were uneducated, unlearned men, and they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus Christ. Lord God, I just pray for every person. If they're not born again, I pray, Lord God, that they repent of their sin, accept you as your Savior, and give their lives totally to you. Lord, I pray you empower your people, Lord God, to walk in love, to walk in joy, to walk in peace, to walk in the authority and anointing of the Holy Spirit. I pray for a baptism of boldness upon your people to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. For Jesus, you are the answer for the world today, Lord God. Lord, we celebrate you today. We thank you, Jesus, that you came to earth as a king. You died and rose again, conquered death, hell, and the grave, and you gave your Holy Spirit to live in us who are born again, that we may walk in your authority and your power. Lord, thank you for a new boldness upon your church. In Jesus' name, amen. I just pray that you're blessed of God. I encourage you today, Lord, that we have a hope and a future in Jesus Christ. And I encourage you to listen to the Voice of Hope every Sunday. If you don't listen to it on the radio, go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my messages on the internet. May God bless you and keep you, and hope to talk with you next week. In Jesus' name, amen.